It's the WGIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon has decided she is going to run for comptroller here in the state of Illinois. And we are glad to have her join us this morning. Lieutenant Governor, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom. It's nice to be back talking with you again. And it is amazing that we are so close to Election Day.
I know. The time's kind of flying, isn't it? My goodness.
And what's really nice is with early voting being so easy, as I'm campaigning around the state, I am more and more often running into people who will say, hey, I already voted for you. The early voting really, I think, is taking off better than ever and allowing a lot more people to be engaged in the process. So I'm a big fan.
You know, we were talking off the air a little bit about the campaign ads and how it's just driving everybody nuts. Unfortunately, at least in our area, we haven't seen that from you or from your opponent, Judy Bartopinka. And, you know, and you said you have a similar situation as we do, being close to Iowa here. We see on the Quad City television stations these ads and a race that doesn't even affect us so much. It's for the Iowa Senate. You said in Southern Illinois, you've had kind of the same thing with some stations from Paducah. When did this happen? When did it turn into it's not about what I can do for you or for my constituents? It's about saying how bad my opponent is. What happened to us? I'm guessing that never happened in one of your father's campaigns, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, I think negative ads are with us because they have an impact, because people can see that in previous campaigns they've worked. What's driven it up and really caused everything to get to this level that we're so tired of it is the almost unlimited amount of money that's involved in campaigns at this point. Thanks to the Supreme Court decision in Citizens United, really anyone with a big bucket of money can get involved in politics and be on the air and be as negative as they want. I think the concern I have for the long run is that all of that negativity, I think, decreases people's interest in participating in politics. And I think we're better off as a state, as a nation, and, you know, in whatever local government systems we have, if more people participate rather than fewer. So that's a challenge.
Sheila, how about your campaign this year? Compare that a little bit with what your father went through as longtime senator from Illinois. Do you feel like this is a lot smaller scope than what he did, or are there a lot of similarities in what you're doing?
There certainly is a smaller scope. People pay a little bit less attention to a race for comptroller, which is a job that pays the state's bills. It's maybe not quite as exciting. I think, realistically, it's not anywhere close to as exciting as the governor's race or the Senate race. But, you know, what's nice about a statewide race for anything is that, in the end, it boils down to meeting people, connecting with people, and sharing your vision for how you can do a better job for the state of Illinois. So that's what I've been working on, talking about improving our accountability, talking about setting a higher standard of ethics for the office than what's being used in there now. The fun part is just connecting with people across the state and seeing that the people are engaged and do want to have a better state government.
Talking with the Illinois Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon. She is the Democratic nominee for comptroller here in the state of Illinois. Of course, the election coming up a week from tomorrow. And Sheila, when was it? Were you destined to get into politics, or at what point in your life did you realize that, you know what, this is something I am interested in and would like to do?
I think a lot of folks think that I was destined to be in politics because my parents met when they were both serving in the Illinois State House. So, you know, probably some massive genetic problem that I have here. and people have been asking me for a long time to get engaged in politics. For a long time I resisted. I ran for city council and served on the Carbondale City Council for 4 years, mostly because our daughters were young and I didn't want to be engaged in work that took me too far away from them. They're now 24 and 20, and we can, as a family, accommodate a crazy schedule like this. So, So it's career. I still see myself much more as a teacher than a official.
Talking with the Illinois Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon, running for comptroller here in the state. Well, we had a little phone issue there for a second, Sheila, toward the end of your last comments. But
sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Well, it sounds like we've got you back nice and clear now. Talk a little bit about why comptroller. I know we talked about this prior to the primary back in the spring, but to talk about why this particular office and why you're interested.
Yeah, you know, the last 4 years as Lieutenant Governor, I've enjoyed getting to know more about how the state works, getting to see it up close, getting to see some of the challenges all around the state that we have and opportunities that we have. And it seems like almost every one of them at some point comes back to money, and that we really have to do a better job of keeping track of where our money is going, why we're spending in the directions we're doing, and making sure that people understand that we're taking every possible effort to govern our state in a lean way, that we're not wasting taxpayer dollars. I don't think people currently have that sense that someone is watching over that spending as closely as they could be, and that's why the position of comptroller, which is basically to be the state's bill payer, is something that that appeals to me. I'm interested in making sure that that not only we keep a close eye on bills that we pay, but that people know more about that process. People know more about where we're spending our money and can ask questions and can be involved in important decisions that we're making about spending money. You know, we're not out of a pickle at all in terms of paying for pensions, pension obligations that we've incurred along the way as a state, and we've got some tough decisions to come. I want to make sure that we're making those as a state, rather than saying, "Oh, that's too difficult to understand. I'll let the legislators deal with that on their own." That hasn't turned out too well for us so far.
Sheila, of course, you're from far southern Illinois, and we're all in the same boat as, I guess, considering ourselves downstate from Chicago. For a long time, there's been this tug of war, if you want to call it, or maybe just an animosity among some from downstate that feels like an inappropriate amount of money ends up in the Chicago area taking care of their needs. Do you think that's peculiar for Illinois, or do most states that have a large city tend to run into that problem?
I think there are those problems in a lot of places. I will get
Yep, we were little issue again, kind of in and out there, Sheila.
Oh,
let's see.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Now you're back again. It's just one of those weird glitches. That's okay. Go ahead.
I'm standing in a different place now. We'll see if that helps. But I think there are other states like the state of New York that have similar issues of a tension between the enormous city and the rest of the state. I think what we have to do as people who live outside of the enormous city is to look at different ways to frame up who our allies are. We often, and I speak as a deep southern Illinoisan, we often look at Chicago and we say, oh, they get all the resources, we're losing out. I think there are a lot of ways that people in urban areas, in the city of Chicago, in Peoria, in East St. Louis, have things in common with those of us who are in more rural areas. And if we can see, for example, the need to improve education, public education, in both those underfunded rural areas and underfunded urban areas, we're going to be able to make some alliances that help make our state a lot better. So that's my take on things, is that we do naturally split up into Chicago and not Chicago. We'd be smarter if we take a second look at how we line up and find some allies to get done what we need to get done.
Illinois Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon joining us here on the WGIL Morning News. She is running for comptroller here in the state of Illinois. Of course, the election coming up a week from tomorrow. Sheila, talk about the problems here in the state of Illinois. I mean, the problems are bipartisan. This has been going on for years and years and years, and it's gotten worse as there's been less bipartisanship. I mean, how can what's going on in the state get resolved, especially financially?
Yeah, I think one of the things we need to do as a state is to understand, as we all do for our own family budgets, that we can't get something that we don't want to pay for. And currently we have that system going on. We have pension obligations that are probably constitutionally required to be paid. We have a moral obligation to educate our children in public schools. And we also have, along with that, a desire to not pay more taxes. It doesn't match up too well. So we just have to take a good hard look at what we want to get as a state and assess that we're willing to pay for it. We're not going to get things for free. Once we figure that out and once we can better identify where our priorities are as a state, how do we invest in our future? How do we build the kind of state that we want our kids to be living in? Then we can make some of those tough decisions.
Sheila Simon, Illinois Lieutenant Governor. She is running for comptroller. The election comes up a week from tomorrow. Sheila, I know you have another obligation coming up here. We want to thank you so much for joining us again here this morning just ahead of the election. We know you're very busy, as are all the candidates. And thank you so much. Good luck next week.
Well, thank you for your time, and thanks to all your listeners for caring about the comptroller's race. I appreciate it.
Very good. Sheila, thank you so much. Right. Have a great day.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.